Let me just go ahead and introduce to you Alan Ellman. Alan, why don't you come up while I tell them how great you are? Most of you know that Alan is a longtime LIREA member with his wife, Linda. Wave, Linda. And he also was a deal panelist in 2007. From there, he actually started doing a number of series on stock option investing. In the last year alone, as the website indicated, he's written a book that's about to be published. He has produced a four-part DVD series on the topic. He's in the middle of writing his second book. And there are some other things that I can't tell you about that are going to be coming out as well next year. He's turned everything upside down simply because you guys asked for more. This wasn't on his agenda. It wasn't even on his radar at all. You guys kept asking questions, kept asking for him to do more stuff, and he did. And that's how it all works. So then, without further ado, then, let me introduce Alan Ellman.
Welcome to all of you brave soldiers who weathered the storm tonight. I'm glad you're here. I want you to visualize this. It's Sunday morning. You wake up. You don't get out of bed, but you grab the remote control. You start channel surfing. You notice that there are about 10 infomercials on investment strategies. Some stocks, some real estate, some own your own business. One of them actually catches your attention, so you listen. Invest only $5,000. Earn $40,000 profit in 6 months, guaranteed. Then there's a pregnant pause. If you call in the next 10 minutes, your heart skips a beat, you pump your fist. Yes, I'm going to be rich. And all I have to do is invest $5,000, I'll make $40,000 profit in 6 months, and I don't have to do anything at all except just for one thing. Call in the next 10 minutes. I could do that, but then your brain kicks in, and you realize those type of investments are really few and far between, because you know that there basically are two types of investments. You have your high risk, high reward, low risk, low reward. An example of a high risk, high reward would be purchasing junk bonds, where you give a loan to a company that's in very weak financial standing, a company that can't get money through normal conventional channels, so they come to us, the investors, and give us very high interest rates, but in return, we're investing in a company that's very risky. The ultimate in these high-risk, high-reward investments are lottery tickets. The rewards, well, we could become multimillionaires virtually overnight. The risk, well, as soon as you hand that $20 bill over to the cashier, it's virtually the same thing as taking your money and throwing it in the garbage. Now, let's take a look at the other end of the spectrum, low risk, low reward. An example of that would be going into your bank and purchasing a CD, or putting your money in a money market fund. Or how about buying a treasury bond, bill, or note? The risk, very low, because those are backed by the U.S. government or its agencies. The reward, well, most of those types of investments barely beat inflation. Some of them don't even do that. But what if we can find an investment strategy that is so safe that the government allows you to use this in your self-directed IRA accounts? And what if that strategy can generate small but consistent returns of 2 to 4% a month? And what if we take those returns and immediately reinvest them, thereby compounding our money in minutes? And what if we can master that strategy to the extent that we don't need a stockbroker, we don't need a financial planner, we don't need a TV guru, and we don't need a speaker such as myself? In essence, we can become CEO of our own money. If all those things were possible, could we not become financially independent. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about this evening. A strategy that I've been using for the last 9 years that recently has been generating $7,000 to $12,000 profit per month into my investment accounts by selling stock options. This is also called covered call writing. You only need three things to do this. You need a system that's based on sound financial principles. No emotions allowed. That's my part. You need two other things. You need motivation because there's a learning curve to learn this system. It's not that difficult. Anybody can do it, but it'll take a little bit of time. You also need to spend a few hours a month doing this. And believe me, folks, it is going to be well worth it. And the other thing you need is a computer because everything is done online. So when I tell you you're selling stock options, you don't have to call somebody up and say, do you want to buy my options? Everything is done online, the click of a computer. There is a market for this. It's as simple as buying a book on Amazon.com. Now, to explain how this strategy works, since this is a real estate investment club, I'm going to give you a real estate analogy. Okay, let's say that I do my due diligence and I locate a property right here in Plainview, New York for $100,000. It's an even number, folks. Give me a break. It works out okay. I love this property, and I would have no problem holding on to this property for the long run because I think it's going to appreciate in value. So here comes Elka now. Elka is very smart. She knows her real estate. She takes a look and she goes, Alan's got this great property in Plainview. He bought for $100,000. I heard he's willing to sell that property for $120,000 at any time over the next 6 months because I'd be willing to grab a $20,000 profit quickly on this property. So she's willing to do that, but she's also looking at five or six other properties. So she doesn't particularly want to take that amount of money out of her portfolio at this time, but she'd sure like to control that property. So she comes to me and says, hey, listen, Alan, I'll give you $10,000 for the right, but not the obligation, to purchase that property from you for $120,000 at any time over the next 6 months. Now, for a brief moment, let's look at why Elka might do something like that. Elka thinks the property is going to appreciate to $150,000. She's done her homework. If she's right, and the property does go to $150,000 over the next 6 months, she exercises the option, purchases the property from me for $120,000, turns around, sells it on market for $150,000, thereby generating a $30,000 profit. Her investment was $10,000, so she's tripled her money in 6 months. Now, Elka is a wonderful person, but she is the option buyer, so we really don't care about that. We're going to be the options sellers. That's what we're going to be doing, selling the option, not buying it. So let's look at this deal through my eyes, through your eyes, the option seller. We collect a $10,000 premium. That money, ladies and gentlemen, is ours to keep no matter what happens to the property value, no matter what happens to the option value. You take the $10,000, you stuff it all the way down your pocket, as far down as it can go. Nobody can ever take it from you. As a matter of fact, you can go to the mall the next day and spend it. Now, I'm not going to let you do that because you need to reinvest the money right away because that's part of my system. But that money is yours to keep. So if you've made a $10,000 profit on a $100,000 investment, that's a 10% return in 6 months. That annualizes out to a 20% return. Now, at the end of that 6 months, there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the option will not be exercised. Elka will not purchase the property from me for $120,000. Well, why will that be? Well, let's say hypothetically that the value of the property only goes up to $110,000. Why would Elka purchase the property from me for $120,000 when she can buy the same property across the street for $110,000? It's not going to happen. So what happens is the option expires worthless. We, the option sellers, still have that $10,000 way down in our pocket, and we've earned our 10% six-month return. And now that the option has expired, we're free to sell another option on the property again. Now, the other possibility is that the option is exercised, and Elka does decide to purchase the property from me for $120,000. Now, why would that be? Well, let's say that Elka was correct in her determination that the property was going to go to $150,000. Okay? She's going to absolutely exercise that option, purchase the property from me for $120,000, and turn around and sell it in market and make a profit. But again, we're the option sellers, so let's see how that affects our investment. We've made the $10,000 on the sale of the option. That never changes. Now we've made $20,000 on the sale of the property. Our total profit for that six-month period, $30,000. Our investment was $100,000. That represents a 30% six-month return, 60% annualized. Folks, either we win or we win. Now, I'm not here tonight to tell you that there is zero risk in this strategy. There is some small risk. The risk is in the underlying asset, in this case, the property. The value of the property can go down. Well, let's say the value of the property drops from 100 to 95. On paper, we've lost $5,000 in property value. But remember, we still have 10 grand in our pocket. So at that point in time, we're still up. We still made a $5,000 profit. The property value has to decline by more than $10,000 before you start to lose money. So selling options offers you downside protection. And that is why the government encourages you to use this strategy in your IRA account, because it's considered one of the safest forms of investing. Now, let's take this concept and bring it into the mysterious world of the stock market. And before I get involved, I have to tell you, anybody here can do this. The reason it seems so mysterious to everybody is because we've been ingrained and brainwashed into thinking that we're not capable of investing on our own, that we need a broker, that we need a financial planner. We never learned this in school. I mean, I took calculus, upper-level calculus, and you got to be kidding me, calculus, in school. And do I use it? No. Did they teach me the stock market? When I graduated from college and dental school and years past that, I was totally clueless about this until I taught it to myself. And that's why I'm bringing it to blue-collar investors like yourself. It's unbelievable once you learn this system what you could do. But let's walk into that world of the stock market. And what we're going to do is we're going to purchase 100 shares of company XYZ, fill in the blank, at $48 a share. The example I'm giving you now is very typical of what you're going to find when you invest in my system. The reason I say 100 shares is because one stock option contract generally consists of 100 shares. So when you're selling option contracts in stock market, you're buying your stocks in increments of 100 shares. So we're going to keep it simple, and we're just going to buy 100 shares. So our investment is $4,800, 100 times 48. We're going to then sell the option. We're going to sell somebody who, by the way, we never meet and never speak to because everything is just done on the computer. We're going to sell somebody the right, but not the obligation, to purchase those shares from us for $50 a share. Now, in return for that obligation, we're going to be receiving an option premium. And a very average return for a situation like this would be $1.60 per share. Now, remember, the contract is 100 shares, so that represents $160 return on selling that option. Now, $160 on a $4,800 investment, that comes to a 3.3% return. Now, when you sell stock options, you're selling one-month options, not six-month, 1 month. The reason is, I've tried them all. I've tried every time length. I make the most money selling one-month options. You could sell whatever time length you want, but I've, over the years, found that I make more money selling one-month options, my system, one-month options. So a 3.3% one-month return annualizes to 40%. These numbers you're going to see all the time. And why we're never taught to do this is beyond me. I'm very angry about that. This is something we should all be taught while we're in school. Well, once again, after we sell the option, there are two possible scenarios. One is that the option is not going to be exercised. And why would that be? The value of the stock in that one-month period did not supersede the agreed-upon $50 sale price. In stock option selling, that's also called the strike price. Now, if that happens, we make our 3.3% one-month return. Now, think about this for a second. You have invested in an asset that has not gone up one penny, and you have a 3.3% one-month return. Isn't this a great country? I mean, think about that. Okay, so you retain your stock. You've made your money. That $160 is stuffed way down in your pocket here. And you're free to sell the option the following month. The other possibility is that the option is exercised and the stocks are sold for $50 a share. Well, let's see how we made out in that particular scenario. We have our $160 profit from the sale of the option. The value of the stock we've sold at $2 more than our original purchase, $200 per contract. So we've made a total of $360. Our original investment, you'll remember, is $4,800, and that represents a 7.5% one-month return, and it annualizes out to a ridiculous 90%. You see some of these every single month. Once again, folks, either you win or you win. Where's the risk? The risk is in the underlying asset, the stock. If the stock declines in value by more than $1.60 per share, at that point, you start to lose money. But you will have lost less money than somebody who just purchased the stock without selling the option. Where did this slide come from? Did you slip in a slide when I wasn't looking, Barbara?
No.
Well, actually, there's a reason for this slide. Just kidding. I put this slide up to let you know that I don't hit Grand Slam home runs, but I hit singles and doubles all the time. And those of you who follow sports know that you don't have to be a power hitter to lead the league in hitting. And I lead the league in hitting year after year after year, and you can too. Now, we talked before about taking those profits and immediately reinvesting them. And that's a very important part of my system. I kind of always had a love for math, and I've incorporated that, not gift, but I kind of have an idea about math, and I've incorporated that into my system. So for a moment, what I'd like to do is talk to you about the concept of geometric progression. And what I do is I have a prop to show you exactly how this works. And here's my prop, this piece of paper. So you can see I spare no expense for my presentations. Now, if you took a look at this piece of paper from the side view, even though it's hard to see, I think you would all agree with me that it has some height and thickness to it. Okay? Now, if I were to take this piece of paper and fold it in half, and once again you looked at it from a side view, you might not be able to see it with the naked eye right now, but I'm sure you'd all agree with me that that height or thickness is increased by a little bit. Okay? We all agree with that? Now I'm going to take the piece of paper and I'm going to fold it a second time. And once again, you'll see that the paper has increased in thickness a little bit. So I'm going to ask you a question now. And actually, why don't we make this into a little fun contest? Okay? Whoever gets closest to the answer will send them a free copy of my book once I get it from the printer. All right, Linda? Keep an eye out now. All right, here's my question. I've just folded this piece of paper 2 times. If I had the ability to fold this piece of paper 50 times instead of 2 times, and I laid it down on the floor over here, how high would that piece of paper be? Okay, so we'll take 5 answers. Just a fun guess. Raise your hand. I'll take it from all different parts of the room. What do you say? 6 miles. Yes, sir? 50 times the original thickness, so about this high, like a foot high? Foot high. Foot high and 6 miles. How about you, sir? Okay. I'll repeat it. If I folded that paper 50 times, how high would it be? Just a fun guess. We have 6 miles and 1 foot so far. 250 feet. Yes, sir. Half an inch. Yes, sir. Last guess.
1 inch.
1 inch. Okay. Who said 6 miles? You're the winner. Before you leave tonight, give Linda your contact information and we'll send you a copy of my book. Okay, let's see how close he came. 6 miles. If I folded this piece of paper 50 times, it would blast through the ceiling. It would blast through the second floor of the hotel. It would go through the roof of the hotel. It would go into the atmosphere, it would pass the moon, and it would end up at the sun. The answer is it would go 93 million miles from the floor to the sun. And if I folded that piece of paper one more time, the height of that paper would be from here to the sun and back. And that's the power of geometric progression. And that's the power of reinvesting your money. And that's the reason why I've been so successful selling stock options, by reinvesting my money in minutes. Now, another form of geometric progression is the rule of 72. And many of you probably familiar with that, but for those of you who aren't, let me explain. You take the annual return of your investment, divide it into the number 72, and the resulting figure will tell you how many years it will take to double your money. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to use the rule of 72 to first buy a CD and secondly to invest in stock options. And let's see how we make out. We walk around the corner to our local bank, we reach into our pocket, and we pull out a $100,000 bill, right? And we say, we're going to buy a CD. Well, we're not going to give them change, right? So it's got to be a bill. And we buy a 6% CD. Now, 6 into 72 is 12. So we know automatically that in 12 years, our investment will double to $200,000. Now, instead of buying a CD, let's take that same $100,000 investment, that same 12-year time frame, and let's sell stock options. Now, I told you before that you can expect to get between 2 to 4% monthly returns. When I started doing this, it was closer to 2% because I wasn't that good at it. But as the years went on and I improved and I made new rules and I found certain nuances in investing this way, I'm up in the 3 to 3.5% range, and some months I hit as high as 4%. But for purposes of comparison, I'm going to take a very conservative 2% a month return selling stock options. Now, 2% a month annualizes to 24% a year. If you take the 24% divided into 72, that comes to 3. So we know that every 3 years, we're going to double our money. Here's where the fun begins. We take a $100,000 investment. At the end of year 3, that's doubled to $200,000. 3 years later, at the end of year 6, the $200,000 has doubled to $400,000. 3 years later, at the end of year 9, our $400,000 has doubled to $800,000. And then 3 years later, at the end of year 12, our $800,000 has doubled to a staggering $1.6 million. Take your choice, folks. $200,000 CD, $1.6 million selling stock options. And if you can get those returns up to 3%, which you definitely can, it becomes over $6 million in investment like that. And that's the power of geometric progression, the power of compounding, the power of reinvesting your money literally in minutes. So I ask you again, what if you can find an investment strategy that's so safe that the government allows you to do it in your self-directed IRAs? And what if that strategy can generate 2 to 4% monthly returns? And what if you take those returns and immediately reinvest it, thereby compounding your money in minutes? And what if you can master this system so you can become CEO of your own money? Is it possible for you to gain your financial independence doing this strategy? Let me show you a slide that some of you may have seen that I made up over a year ago. And this is actually my option log for November of 2006. And by the way, when you take my seminars, you'll be able to read all this Greek here. It'll make total sense to you. But these are the options contracts that I sold that month. And in the column, the second from the last column, is the income that I generated selling each option contract. And you see numbers like 254. These are all the singles and doubles that I hit. 254, 127, 629, 489, so on and so forth. All the way at the bottom, you see 8737. That's the cash that I generated into my account in the month of November of 2006 by selling options. Now, did I let that money sit there and wait for the next month? Absolutely not. I took that money, I purchased stock with that money, and then I sold the options on that stock, thereby compounding my money in minutes. When you sell an option, you go on your computer, you click a few times, the cash is in your account in seconds. It wasn't always like that, but now with the internet, seconds. I don't know how they do it. But you go in, your trade is made, then you go to the cash balance, and boom, there it is. And then you could use that money to reinvest and compound your money in minutes. You can create that piece of paper up to the sun. You can use the rule of 72 to generate millions over the years. Now, we can turn our what-ifs, and I'm going to invite you all to join me in January for a seminar series I'm doing. It's two Saturdays, and what we're going to do there is we're going to take everything soup to nuts. I gear these seminars to the blue-collar investor. That's what I am, and that's what most of you are. We're not Wall Street insiders. We don't know everything they know, but by doing fundamental analysis, by being able to read charts, we can do better than the Wall Street insiders, and I'll show you how to do that. So for more information, we have a table outside, but I want to, I don't want to take time from our second speaker, and I wanted to show you this very, very short video before I entertain questions and give you my contact information. So if you can bear with me just a second, I'm going to go to my computer here, and we got like a 3-minute video I'd like you to see. How many of you, by the way, know who Susie Orman is? Okay, most of you, great. For those of you who don't, she's a very well-regarded financial advisor, author, TV personality. And it just so happened that during her show one day, somebody asked her a question about selling stock options in an IRA account. And I thought you might be interested in seeing what she had to say. So that's what the video is about. So let's see if we can get out of this for a second.
Yell at people, you think it's inappropriate, or
is
it appropriate?
No, it's like a wake-up. I mean, I think if you could shake him and slap him,
you'd...
Yes, all right.
She does a little chit-chatting
okay,
first.
Just before we quickly go to the question, so we're sitting in the makeup...
I forgot what you were talking about, but it was everybody's little private lives around.
Not me. I am all about business, so get to it.
All business. Here we go. This is from Jeff. Not that Jeff. In New York State.
We miss Jeff, huh?
We do, absolutely. I miss him terribly.
Jeff, come on back. Come on back. All right.
Okay. What are your thoughts on selling covered calls to earn more income on the stocks you own in your IRA account?
Okay, now that is a technical question, so listen up, everybody, very carefully. I actually like what's called covered call writing. So, what is a call? What is something that's covered? And why would you do it? When you own a stock, the option to buy that stock is also sold on something called the options market. So if somebody wants to buy a stock, they can do so at a lower price by simply buying an option. When they want to buy a stock, it's called a call. When they want to sell a stock, it's called a put. When you own a stock and somebody wants to buy an option to buy a stock, you have the right to sell that person an option to buy your stock or to call your stock away from you at a specific price within a specific period of time. Because you own the stock, it's called a covered call. So if you own a stock at $25, you bought it at $25, and somebody is willing to pay you $3 for every share you own to call that stock away from you at $30 a share, you essentially are getting $33 for that if it gets called away from you because somebody's paying you $3 to do it. Now, why would somebody call that stock away from you? Because the stock is trading above $30 a share. If the stock is only trading at $28 a share, they're not going to pay you $30 for it. So you made that $3 and never gave up your stock. That is called covered call writing. It is an incredible way to make more income on the stocks that you currently own, as long as you don't feel bad if that stock goes to $40, $50, or $60 and somebody calls it away from you at $30. So, Lou, in answer to this person's question, if they don't mind if the stock goes up high and they're going to make a specific return and they get a good premium for that call, I love covered call writing, and I think it's a wonderful thing to do, especially when the markets are going sideways or going down. Fabulous thing to do. I've actually kind of done it all my life that I've been investing. Are you surprised? Did you think I was not going to know the answer to that question?
She knew the answer. She gave a very elementary answer to it, but you could probably tell that she likes this strategy. But I told you about it before she did. Just remember that. Okay. I'll be happy to entertain any questions you have about this strategy. Melissa? To actually learn how to do the system, my two seminars last 12 hours. It takes me 12 hours to give you the information you need, but we do a lot of practicing during the seminars. And then I always tell everybody taking my seminars to what's called paper trade, which is practice trading before you actually start investing, because even though you learn it and you know it, you're going to make a mistake here and there. I'll give you a quick example. Somebody who took my first series of seminars, very bright guy, started paper trading. And one day he sends me an email and he goes, "Hey Alan, I use the Elman, he calls it the Elman system. I use the Elman system of finding stocks, and 12 of them are up, but 3 of them are down badly. What happened?" And he kind of highlighted the bad ones in red, so I just kind of went straight to those. And one of the things I teach in my seminars is not to sell options on stocks when their earnings reports are coming out. This is something we'll get into in the seminars, but it represents a very big risk that I'm not willing to take. So I take a look at the 3 stocks, and each one of them had earnings reports coming out in that contract period. So I emailed him back, and I said, "What's going?" That was like one of my main rules. What'd you do? And he goes, "Well, I went to the earnings report site, and they didn't give the date, so I figured it was okay. But I did notice that 3 months before the earnings report came out." Well, earnings reports come out every 3 months. So he didn't extrapolate from that maybe I better not do this. So his stock went down like $6 or $7 a share after the earnings report. So fortunately, he made the mistake paper trading, so he didn't lose money. Now, when I made these mistakes, as I was educating myself how to do this, it cost me money, you know. But for people that take my seminars, I want you to get from point A to point B without making those mistakes. So you'll, to answer your question, Melissa, you'll know how to do everything by the end of the second seminar, but you're going to need to practice or paper trade for a couple of months, and then by that time, boom, you're ready to go. You got years and years and generations and decades to make tons of money doing this. Anybody else? Okay, well, I thank you very much for your attention. I'll be outside if you have any questions, and I look forward to seeing you
all. Hey, Alan?
Yes.
Didn't you bring a CD for everyone?
Yes. Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Hang on, he's got an announcement.
I have some free CDs for anybody that wants to basically hear the content of what I talked about tonight and a little bit more information. So on the table outside, feel free to stop by and pick up the CD, and you can listen to it on your way home or whenever. Thanks very much again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you.